This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There was a small business owner in the great state of Texas that hung a sign up about his hiring, and it has offended people. Katie has the story. Katie, what happened?
This is coming to us from Pasadena, Texas, where a business...
I always love towns that are definitely podunk in other states that are named after great cities in other towns or in other states.
He hung a very large sign on his business that said, "Now hiring non-stupid people."
Mm-hmm.
And that's got people in the area kind of peeved. They think that it's aggressive and rude. And this guy says that he had to hang the sign because he keeps getting people in at his business that he thinks are dumb, that they spend too much time on their phone or they don't understand instructions. His business is called Pets Gone Wild Resort. And it is a doggy daycare. Now, anytime I hear somebody say something like, "We're trying to hire non-stupid people," I always think the call is coming from inside the house.
Oh.
Now, has he had a couple employees that might have been dum-dums? Probably. I mean, you own a doggy daycare. You're not getting people that have just completed their master's.
Right.
This is a part-time job in Pasadena, Texas. This reeks of a certain personality type where no matter what, this person thinks that they are so smart.
Yes.
That everybody else is dumb.
That is true. This definitely has the vibe and the energy of, I am always the smartest person in the room. And when somebody thinks that way, there's a really good chance 9 out of 10 times they're not.
Yeah.
We know people personally that are just so convinced that they are so smart. And whenever you talk to them, you're like, you're the dumbest. You're the dumbest idiot I've ever talked to.
To me, it's akin to if a guy tells you he's got a big package.
Right.
He probably doesn't.
Or I'm rich.
Or if somebody tells you how much money they have, they probably don't have very much.
Okay, so I agree with you on that one. But let's go back to the fact that this has gotten the community up and in some sort of uproar because it's an offensive sign. Come on. Is this where we're at now? It's offending stupid people?
Listen, if I had to guess, it's because of this guy.
Probably.
I bet he is very unliked in the community. So him hanging this sign is just classic Walter.
So it's not so much a matter of, I am a stupid person and I am offended.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it is also sort of showcasing the idea that everybody that has worked there that no longer works there, he's publicly calling them stupid.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually, I didn't even think about that point. That's true. But I mean,
it's just obnoxious.
I mean, it's eye-rolly. It's eye, like if I was driving down the street and I saw a sign that says, now hiring non-stupid people, it would make me chuckle. I would not have thought about past employees getting offended. That one makes sense. But as far as like everything else goes, it wouldn't make me want to bring my dog to be dog cared
well,
there
definitely
more.
Definitely not.
No, but at the same time though, it would, my first thought seeing that sign and knowing that people were upset by it was like, who's the person who's going to raise their hand and be like, excuse me, speaking up for the entire stupid community. That is offensive.
I never took it as people were upset in defense of the stupids. I just took it as like, it's kind of embarrassing.
For him.
For the community.
For the community.
Because it's a giant sign.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like we've seen signs like that here, though.
Have we?
I don't know. I feel like we have. I see signs that definitely call into question the intelligence of the community, such as seeing a company do their seventh in a row going out of business sale, you know, and I see that and it's like, stupid do you think we are?
That is so true.
You've been going out of business for years.
I got some furniture there the last time you were going out of business.
Right, right, yeah. What was that, just enough to keep the lights on for another 6 months?
You're welcome, I guess.
Wow, you are hanging by a thread. I don't know. I feel like that's sort of close to it, but I get what you're saying, though. So if you're stupid,
don't go to Pets Gone Wild.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.